This is KCUR 89.3. There's been a lot of discussion on what the new school funding formula for Kansas will look like and whether the state legislature will still make cuts to public schools mid-year. Nothing has been decided yet, which has educators across the state both a little optimistic and a little scared. KCUR's Sam Zeff has more.
There are 7 penguins are in the igloo. There are 7 penguins in the igloo. Do you need to draw them in the igloo?
We're in Allison Thino's kindergarten class at Baser Elementary, and today they're combining math and penguins to learn to subtract. This is Thino's first year teaching her 18 kiddos, one of 7 new teachers Baser Superintendent David Howard hired last year.
We're a growing district in southern Leavenworth County. Our district has grown about 200 students over the last 2 years.
Over those last 2 years, the state budget problem has also grown. Right now, nobody knows how Kansas will find $300 million to fix it for this year. But one option is to cut public education funding. And that means Howard and other superintendents would face very hard decisions.
It does keep me up at night.
Have you been talking about what you're going to do if this current budget gets cut as part of a deal to balance the budget?
A couple of things have been mentioned. We've talked about closing school a few days early. Basically, what we'll have to do is spend a lot of our contingency if we're cut.
It would be easier to find the money in a big district like Shawnee Mission with a $300 million budget. But Baser is small, just 2,500 students and a budget of $14 million. Howard says he's already spent down Baser's bank account to pay for Ms. Thino and his other new teachers. He's worried about mid-year cuts and whether the new funding formula the legislature has to come up with will mean more money over the next couple of years. If not, he sees trouble.
Our class sizes will start to creep up. We'll be looking at, instead of hiring a teacher, we may hire an aide to help in a classroom with 24, 26 kindergartners.
So that's the story in the Baser-Linwood district. I got in the car, traveled a few miles east, a little closer to Kansas City, to see what's happening in the Bonner Springs-Edwardsville district.
USD 204 is kind of a rural suburban district. We border on the metro, but yet we have pasture land and cows.
Superintendent Dan Brungard's district in Bonner Springs has added about 200 students in the last 3 years for a total of almost 2,800. But for the last 2, funding has been flat, because state dollars have come as block grants. If the legislature cuts that money before July 1st, Brungard says teachers would still be paid because they're under contract. But bus drivers, cooks, and custodians, they would lose out.
Those people are working class individuals, and if you cut them short this year, they may not come back.
And in a small district like Bonner Springs, where Brungard makes almost all the hires himself, that's hard.
It's a very close community, so when you start talking about things like that, it's more difficult because, you know, it's not just a number. It's actually a name. It's a person.
It certainly may not come to that for Brungard and other superintendents. The most optimistic view is that most of the legislature has no appetite for cutting public education. That's what David Howard and Baser hopes anyway.
I really believe our legislature, they seem very reasonable this year. I really believe they're going to try to come up with a plan. I think there are other options to them that are available without cutting us.
But at a time when most districts would prefer to be working on how many teachers to hire or what programs to add next year, they're worried about how to simply get through this school year and wondering where state funding will land. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.
Sam Zeff is a reporter for KCUR's Kansas News Service, a collaboration covering education, health, and politics across the state.